Stony Nakoda. One person died in a house fire Sunday morning on the Stony Nakoda First Nation, according to police and the Nakoda Emergency Management and Services. The Stony Nakoda RCMP said a 51-year-old man died in the November 21 fire and it remains under investigation as staff from the Office of the Chief Medical Examiner complete their work. Unfortunately, the male resident was declared deceased at the scene, said Corporal Troy Savinkov, a member of the Cochrane and Stony Nakoda RCMP detachment. He has been transported to the medical examiner, in Calgary, who were working with to determine cause of the fire and the cause of his death. Savinkov said a security setup remains at the home as the investigation is being completed by fire investigators and the medical examiner's office. There's some investigational steps we're undertaking to determine if it's suspicious, but as of yet there's nothing that we see as outright suspicious for this investigation. The fire began early in the area of Chiniki Lake at about 3 a.m. and saw firefighters from Exshaw Fire Rescue and the Nakoda Fire Department attend the scene. Mike Crawford, the director of Nakoda Emergency Management and Services, said more information on the person who died could not yet be released because it's an active investigation. They are still under investigation. Unfortunately, the fire at Chiniki Lake started, the family rushed to get out and unfortunately one person didn't get out, he said. Crawford said Exshaw Fire Rescue was the first to the scene and the Nakoda Fire Department then arrived on site. Rick Lister, the fire chief for Exshaw Fire Rescue, said they arrived with two trucks and five firefighters and were on scene until about 9 a.m. The two departments were also involved in extinguishing a fire at an abandoned house Saturday, November 20, at about 6 p.m. in the Spring Hill area. Crawford said the Nakoda Fire Department arrived on scene followed by Exshaw Fire Rescue. Lister said Exshaw Fire Rescue had two fire trucks and six firefighters on scene and assisted between 7 p.m. and 10:30 p.m. Crawford said the abandoned home was a total loss and the Stony Nakoda RCMP detachment was investigating both fires. Savinkov said the investigation is continuing to determine the cause, but that there were no injuries at the abandoned home. With the two fires beginning close to one another, Crawford highlighted the importance of ensuring a home is always safe from potential fires. Make sure you have lots of smoke detectors in your house and they're tested regularly, so the batteries are operational, and keep combustible materials away from heating units, he said. It's important to be careful and fire conscious,